Wait, are we going?
No.
Oh, okay. Hey, happy Easter, Chris.
And happy Good Friday.
Oh, that's going to be very confusing.
Yeah.
Depending on when you're listening to this.
For me, it's a great Friday.
Oh, yeah. You have it off.
I have the day off work, and good. Jesus is dead.
Okay. I guess that'll be our breaking point. Chris almost made me drown in my own bedroom.
Oh, God.
I was drinking my...
milk jug?
My milk jug. Yeah, I've turned into some railway hobo.
I've noticed that your apartment is starting to look like the house in Signs. There's just, like, half-empty milk jugs everywhere filled with water.
Oh, I actually did a spit take. Yeah, I don't know. I started going to the meat house. And getting fresh jugs of milk.
You might want to tell people what that is.
Oh.
Unless they think it's something
else.
It's
a strip club. They also sell milk.
That's where I want to get my milk.
Oh, those memories. Oh, sorry. No, it's a... yeah. Ugh. Whack. Whack. No, it's a... You don't care. Who cares? It's not a strip club. It's a place that's of like a butchery. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Almost Everything. We had a good week last week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone seemed to really love it.
Yeah.
So that's awesome.
Actually put forth some effort and look what happens.
Game. So yeah, maybe we should take a week off. It was a good week. Held over for a couple more weeks.
We'll be back in 18 months.
Yep. Oh, so are you doing anything for Easter?
I am going home to my mom and pop's house.
Oh, me too.
Yeah.
When?
Tomorrow.
Oh, really?
Need a ride?
No.
Okay.
Maybe. I'll give you a call.
All right. Yeah, it's also my grandmother's birthday.
Happy birthday, Grammy.
So, doing that.
That's cool. Yep, yeah, I'm going home too. Just because there's nothing. I mean, I requested an Easter egg hunt, but something leads me to believe I'm not going to be finding any eggs.
I was thinking of requesting baskets just so I could get a bunch of candy, but then I decided not.
My parents sent me a $25 iTunes gift card.
Wow.
Well, how about that? Those things are like gold to me. That is awesome. But cool. Well, happy Easter to you people who are listening. It's after Easter, let's face it.
Yeah.
We're not putting it up beforehand. But what did you get in your Easter baskets? Email us at almosteverythingshow@gmail.com.
And we'll just put those emails right in the trash.
Yep. And I'll fill my Easter basket with your hard work. So, yeah, what do we have to talk about? Unfortunately, my post-it note here is
pretty bare.
Quite short.
Yeah, I got a really not fully thought out question I'm going to kind of try and fill in as we go.
You can try to fart out?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, election season is coming upon us. We're starting to see the hubbub about the 2012 election.
I'm already bored.
And so let's just say,
I'll humor you.
So we've got you know, Donald Trump is causing a lot of noise that I'm sure is ultimately going to go nowhere because he's awful.
He does it every time. He's upset with the president and then he says he's going to run, then doesn't, and the world keeps spinning.
But let's say we found ourselves with a presidential ballot of other celebrities. So let's say you had the option between voting for Roseanne Barr.
Oh, horrible.
Sammy Hagar or Ralph Nader on the Green Party.
Okay, Sammy Hagar.
I think that's got to be it.
Yeah. Nader is just a failure.
Just a waste of a vote. It's a waste of a vote.
Yeah. You might as well just put that in my Easter basket with all your emails you're sending in.
Sammy Hagar, laid-back guy. He loves his tequila.
I think it would be smooth sailing if Sammy Hagar were our president.
Laissez-faire.
I don't even really know much about Sammy Hagar. To be quite honest with you, I know his look, and that's good enough for me.
Yeah, he has his own tequila, Cabo Wabo.
Really?
Oh, yeah. He's really into tequila. Right.
Almost everything for Sammy Hagar.
So that's where that question went. All right.
Cool. Yeah, that was good. It's never good when we discuss politics on the show, or really anything quite serious. But, okay, well... let's see. Roseanne, yeah, would just be terrible. Just terrible. Because, let's see, she's never done anything that's worth watching.
She'd be an embarrassment, physically and audibly.
As would Russ Perot.
Yeah.
Wait, that's not what you said.
Ralph Nader.
Ralph Nader. Well, as would Ralph Nader. But yeah, so what do you think?
I'd probably go Sammy Hagar. Yeah. I think after, you know, 12 years of turmoil in one way or another, people always yelling at each other. Everyone goes, just chill out. Just chill out, just forget about things for like 4 years.
Just the whole nation would be on autopilot.
Get a tan, maybe get a little drunk.
Sounds perfect. I'll take it.
Hagar administration. Then we can get back to business, start trying to get the economy out of the toilet and whatnot.
Yeah. I don't know why everybody's giving Obama such a hard time.
Yeah, there's a lot of reasons.
Well, yeah, I guess you're right.
Some of them legitimate, some of them clearly not legitimate. Yeah. He was born in America, okay? He was born in America.
Yeah, there's no... Let's drop that. I'm pretty stupid. And I think that's pretty much been... That horse has been beaten.
Yeah.
To death.
Yes.
Or a dead horse has been beaten. Continuously. Whatever that phrase is. So what else? What else is there to talk about? Let's keep the energy going. I say that because Chris knocked on my door as I was putting pants on because I just rolled out of bed.
After he sends me a text like 1 minute before, like, still coming? He's still in bed. He's concerned about my whereabouts.
I made it look like I was in my business suit since 8 o'clock. Like, okay, come on, Chris. I got, you know, people to see. Nope. I was reading an article on Portal on my iPad.
Everyone's favorite nerdy game.
Yep. News about the 48-hour project. For those of you who don't know what that is, we do that. We've done that for the last...
5 years or something.
5 years now? But the 48-hour film project is like a film festival where every year in Boston you have 48 hours to produce a film.
And they do it in other, like, tons of cities nationwide, right?
Oh, yeah, they do it everywhere now. Yeah. It's actually all around the world now, or has always been. I don't know. I don't do my research. Very cool, and we weren't going to do it this year, and we got to talking about it, and the decision was made that we are going to do it. So we are in it again. I say that like it's a real big deal.
But like honestly, somebody cares about it.
Right, yeah. I don't know. Made me kind of feel good, like, you know, we're going to really put it in this year. That sounded weird. I mean, put the effort in. I'm just missing a word. Going in with no expectations of winning at all, because that's
just going to bum you out.
There's too much strategies that people take
and then
that are... last year there was a row of people sitting in front of us, another team of people who had invited. I mean, their work was horrible, let's face it.
Clearly.
They invited, you know, 6,500 people, to the screening. So our movie is played, and then the people in front of us go, that was really good, but don't vote. Don't vote for them because everyone else is going to. So what happens is, all shitty movies win because everyone is not voting for the other ones because they're afraid the best ones will get the vote. So everyone votes for, like, Horse Rape, the movie. And Horse Rape takes it nationally.
See, I didn't see Horse Rape, but I saw Horse Rape 2 and I wasn't impressed.
You must have been confused. That's probably why. You didn't know what happened in the first one.
Couldn't quite follow it.
No. What else you got?
I got a couple of must-sees here.
Yeah, let's do that.
So, a few weeks ago, I'd mentioned that iPad app, which I screwed the name up, Flipboard?
Flipboard, yeah.
Which is really cool, and I came across another one, which shows I'm doing way too much research on iPad apps, because I don't even own an iPad, but I thought this was really cool.
Oh, yeah, I keep forgetting that.
Yeah. But this is called news.me or news.me, and it's sort of the same idea as Flipboard, where you have all of your RSS feeds and your Twitter and your Facebook all kind of laid out nicely, and you can browse through them like a magazine. But there's a more social aspect where you can have it look at what your friends have been reading, and I guess it must use like either email addresses or Twitter handles or Facebook names.
Oh.
So then if your friends are sharing articles or, you know, even just like reading articles logged into the site, you can those will show up. So you know,
so they don't have to necessarily be sharing anything.
Right, exactly.
You can just kind of look into what they've been looking at.
Yeah. So it kind of takes it, really like, cool idea. So you have sort of like your curated content But then, you know, you're not just going to get from the same sources that you're used to. It's a good way to discover other things that you might find interesting.
That's awesome.
So I thought that was interesting. I have two more must-sees. Do you have any?
Yeah. So we talked very briefly about it, but Portal 2?
Yeah.
Okay, this game. Oh, my Lord. So Derek and I have been playing it, the multiplayer aspect of it.
Yeah.
We actually just got through it last night at 1 or so. The game is so addicting. And I'll say this, I haven't had as good of a night's sleep as I have had the last couple nights after playing Portal. Because I'm not physically exhausted, but my brain is wiped clean. I am so tired. So as soon as I hit the pillow, I'm out.
Yeah, I mean, so like if you're not familiar with the concept, it was based off of a mini game in the Orange Box series where you have this gun and you shoot it against the wall and it puts in like a portal, and then you shoot it again and there's the exit to the portal. So you shoot a blue that starts, then an orange, and then you can you have to solve puzzles using this. You need to get certain places or push blocks in there.
Right.
And you can only have two at a time, and one leads into the other. And then so if you shoot a third one, the first one disappears. And they come up with some pretty complex scenarios for puzzles to solve. And so now they've added a co-op mode where you've got four portals that you can play with. So it just like exponentially gets
so yeah, more complicated. In Portal 2, there's, you know, they use... And it's not just the portals anymore. And I think in the first one they had, like, turrets and that kind of stuff you had to kind of avoid. But in this one there are light bridges.
Right.
There are, like, gravity chambers that you can change the direction of that you go in. There are propulsion gel, which is, like, this big orange goop that makes you go super fast. And there's a blue one that makes everything, like, really, really bouncy. And then there's a white one that you can actually, like, paint the walls with. And that's how you use your portals and stuff. So it's just like, it's totally insane. I've actually, I'm done with it. I made it through.
So you Mike Redmond it?
But I totally Mike Redmond it. But I only did it because, and I never sit down and just play games for a long time, but it's so addicting.
That's what I thought you did with most of your days.
No, contrary to popular belief, I don't. I don't actually play very many video games during the day. Yeah, no, it's just so addicting. You have to keep at it and keep at it and keep at it and keep at it. But it's a lot of fun. And the story behind Portal 2, I'm not going to really say anything. But the story, and that's something I'm in it for. Like, that's why I like Bioshock so much. Because the story is so, so, so good. And Portal 2 reminds me a lot of Bioshock.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is really cool. Yeah, the kind of aesthetic and there's actually a lot of, like, 30s, 40s, 50s kind of feel to it. There's a weird twist halfway through the game, and but it's really cool. And at the same time, we were mentioning iPad apps. They actually came out with there is an iPad app here that is called, let me pull it up real quick, The Final Hours of Portal. And it's all about this guy, same guy did a thing for Half-Life 2. But he's basically got to be there. This one guy gets to be like a fly on the wall for 3 years it took Portal 2.
Wow.
To kind of come to fruition. so it, in great detail, goes through and talks about, you know, how a video game kind of comes to fruition, I guess. And there's all kinds of concept art and, like, what Portal 2 is supposed to be a prequel to the first one, and then, you know, it didn't quite work out, and this, that, and the other thing. So it's really, really cool. So again, if you have an iPad,
yeah, you know. And you were just saying that's what you were reading, clearly pantsless, right before I got here.
Yes, yes. And I was just as intrigued with this article as I was the actual game, so I was reading it for several hours. And it is, it's like a, kind of a short book, really.
Nice.
Which is pretty cool. But yeah, what else you got?
So I've got, this is I guess more of a might see.
Okay.
The new show, or I guess it's, there's like been on 4 weeks now, going to be the, or 5 weeks by the time you hear this. The Killing on AMC.
Oh, you love your AMC shows.
I do love my AMC shows. I love, you know, I love Mad Men. I love Breaking Bad. I loved Rubicon, although they took that off the air.
Mm.
Haven't seen Walking Dead yet. But so I was pretty ready for this one. It's like a murder mystery.
Uh-huh.
And the concept is it's like every day you're seeing, or every episode is one day of solving the mystery, and you're seeing it sort of from the detective side, and also you're getting a lot of, like, the family of, like, the murdered teenage girl, which usually you don't see in stuff like Law and Order, and there's a lot of other characters. And I want it to be really good, but the story's, like, pretty cliche, and the writing's bad, and the acting's pretty bad, but the mystery is enough that it, like, at the end of every episode, I'm like, well, that sucked, but I want to know what happens next.
Yeah, I've seen promotional stuff for it, and I'm like, this seems like a show that's been on
a lot. And there's, like, nothing, like, kind of style, like, usually with AMC shows, they're very stylistically done, and I feel like that's sort of missing. But they are weaving a pretty interesting mystery here. Hmm. So, if you've got, you know, an hour a week to kill, I would recommend that.
And that's on AMC.
AMC Sundays at, I think, 9 or maybe 10. Check your local listings.
Cool. Wow. Nice plug. Yeah. have you seen Game of Thrones?
I haven't, but I hear it's just nerd porn all over the place. Yeah,
I've been meaning to watch the... I'm sure it's on demand or something. I've been meaning to watch it. I'm not really into that kind of stuff. But, Dungeons, I mean, I like Lord of the Rings. Yeah, so I'm assuming it's probably in that.
And Boromir from Lord of the Rings is basically dividing it.
Yeah. I'll just go into it with the understanding that it's another Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, that's the new HBO spent too much money on
medieval timey kind of, yeah.
I watched recently the end of that show Sparta or Spartacus on Stars.
Oh, yeah.
I watched it with my dad when I was home recently, and I've never had an experience where I've seen more gratuitous boobs while hanging out with my dad.
Yeah, there are a lot of boobs.
Really unnecessary boobs. Like, there'll be, like, guys, you know, battling in the arena, and then just, like, pan to the crowd, and there's girls just, like, shaking their tatas all over the place. I'm like, I don't know if this is historically accurate.
What
for
it
one.
Would have been like back then.
Yeah, but the other thing is that show is just, like, a clear-cut ripoff of 300, like, from the music to the way it's shot, plus it's just, you know, it's ancient Greece, so it's, like, the subject matter's there.
Yeah.
So don't waste your time with that, unless you just want a lot of stray boobies flying at you.
Stray boobies. But yeah, so what else?
I got one more.
Yeah, do that.
So this is a website that's been around for a while, and I enjoy it every time I forget about it and come back across it. Hyperbole and a Half. Are you familiar with it? It's sort of a cross between, like, a web comic and, like, short stories. They're these kind of, like, MS Paint looking drawings that, like, look really funny. Uh-huh. But they're telling these stories of, like, you know, when the author was a child, or the one I just read was about, like, her stupid dog. and there's just something about the way she tells these stories and, like, the expression on the faces of the characters that are, I feel like, just so relatable that I find it, I cannot not laugh out loud.
And they're just, like, comics, hand-drawn comics.
Yeah, and I'll show you one. They're long. Like, you have to scroll down numerous times.
but there'll be a couple panels
and then, like, some story and a couple panels and some story, and, like, it's a very distinct art style, but, like,
the look on the dog's face,
yeah.
That's alone making me laugh.
Yeah, because it's just, like, she really captures it.
That dog is stupid.
Yeah, so check out that website. It's just hyperboleandahalf.blogspot.com. That's really cool. Funny stuff. Yeah, and that's all I had for must-sees.
Cool. Another quick web thing. When you get a chance, go to YouTube and type in Brooke Shields doll.
I saw this, like, placed a couple places on the internet this week, and I didn't watch it.
It was actually something that we were having a short meeting for 48 Hour, and to get our inspiration, started randomly slapping the keyboard on YouTube. And this came up, and it's the most bizarre thing. I just don't... Well,
oh,
just,
maybe I saw Mikey post it on Facebook. Maybe that's what I saw.
Yeah, just watch it.
Okay.
It'll be stuck in your head, which is odd to say.
Great.
But when you see it, you'll be like, shit. And then, what else? Nothing I can really report on in terms of Waterman movie news, but I've got to plug something with my name, according to the drinking game. but there is some news coming. Some cool stuff that will actually make quite a difference in how in the production. So, look at that at watermanstudios.com, and that'll probably be up this week when you're hearing it. This week.
Sometime. Okay.
Fan mail.
Oh, yeah. We got some mail. I don't even think I'm going to put that sound effect in.
No, don't even bother. Like that. So we've got three here. Tim Wilson, who sent in the Transformers question last week,
yep,
writes us another email, which I'm not going to read.
It wasn't that it was a bad email. We just can't get your self-esteem too high.
No, yeah. It's, let's see. I have a question about the Epic Adventure. It has another, which video game character would you want to be? It's just kind of a...
It's a great question.
It is a great question. And it was just as great the first 12 times somebody asked. I'm kidding, Tim. I'm kidding. I'm not going to read your email.
But I'm going to cut this whole part out.
No. Just hurting people's feelings. I do appreciate the emails very, very much, especially the persistence of people. He does say here, I will say this thing that it's nice. Brian, I don't know if you remember this, but years ago I started this Waterman Facebook group before your official one. I still have your message inviting all the members to the official group.
Aww.
So that's cool. That's very nice. good. Thank you, Tim. quick thing for you, per Chris's, this comes from Gabe Connor, who is our friend at Goody Two Sleeves.
Oh, yeah, friend of the podcast.
Goody Two Sleeves, which makes very fine t-shirts, humorous t-shirts, yep, since its conception. I don't exactly know the establishment date. But since they were conceived, they've been making fine t-shirts. And you know what? We'll say they're one of our sponsors.
Oh.
They do great stuff. They really do great work.
Bet they do.
I'm very impressed with the work they've been doing, and I wish them all the best. They're very good at making t-shirts.
You think they're giving us free stuff?
It's Goody Two Sleeves. It's GoodyTwoSleeves.com. This episode in particular is brought to you by GoodyTwoSleeves.com. They even have a blog at GoodyTwoSleeves.com where it's not necessarily related to t-shirts, but funny stuff. So if you like funny YouTube videos and stories and that kind of stuff,
which doesn't?
Go to GoodyTwoSleeves.com. So thanks, Gabe. Gabe's concern, I guess, is per Chris's pants request, or pant crisis,
which is more accurate,
2011. petition that these be made in men's sizes, and this goes to you've seen pajama jeans.
What?
Okay, hold on. Then we're actually gonna we'll show you at home here. I'm showing Chris, website. It's pajamajeans.com, and they're basically they're like yoga pants, essentially.
Oh,
that look like jeans, jeggings,
like jeggings. That's a good idea.
So yeah, I mean that would
we'll have to look into that.
You'd see, but God, if they made men's sizes, there'd be so many men.
Yeah, the thing about like guys wearing tight yoga pants is guys have penises that girls do not have, and they would just be bulging. Penises everywhere.
I just threw up. That would not be good. Even women. There are some women that should not wear stuff like that, but do. And I'm
you're gonna offend people again.
Specifically to you people who go to Walmart on a weekly basis. Go to peopleofwalmart.com and tell me. Just select any random page and tell me there isn't one person wearing some kind of jeggings or yoga pants that is well over 650 pounds.
Maybe you don't need the industrial-sized bag of chicken nuggets, man.
No.
Maybe put that back.
Oh, boy. Thank you, Gabe, for that email. And our John Harridan, Buddy Harridan, emails us with, again, now, people should take... example from Jonathan here.
You wrote a 4-page email.
Chronicled as perfectly as possible. I'm just going to go through the whole thing. because I was reading earlier today, so my reading skills are up. Which is actually a joke.
You're nice and limber.
to Waterhill. I listened to the podcast today while running at the gym. Normally I have to focus all my energy on not pooping myself. Today I had to focus on not laughing so much out loud. I have never been that entertained while working out. Thank you, John. Running in place like a tool gives me a lot of time to think. So here are some thoughts and questions. I wouldn't know. I don't understand what he's talking about. I don't know what a gime is, and I don't know why I'd ever run in place. Anyway, one, solution to Chris's violent grundle problem. Mandress.
Well, yeah.
Something to consider. Or maybe just start wearing your kilt and lying about being Scottish.
Barnhill is a Scottish name.
I know, yeah. You wouldn't have to lie too much. I could
get away with it.
Just, I don't know. I feel like, I actually saw someone wearing a kilt the other day.
Yeah?
I was like walking around.
What'd you think of that person?
It didn't seem right. Like seeing someone smoke in the mall. It's just like two things that are kind of normal, but at the same place, it was just kind of odd. Something was not right. If he takes with a good accent, he'll probably get laid more anyway.
Oh,
that's just sad. I probably shouldn't have read that part. Two,
Did girls find Scottish accents particularly sexy?
Is it now? Do you use a Scottish accent and the kilt in combination to get girls? I also don't think that would work.
I mean, I guess it's worked for Scotsmen. They haven't died out.
Yeah. I guess you gotta be in the right place. Yeah. You go to Scotland, and you put on a kilt, and you do an accent. I mean, you might get somewhere, but here, smoking in the mall. Two, Transformers question. Cash register.
Oh. Brilliant. You could eat all the money.
Yep. Numb it all up, like one of those weird little banks you'd buy at Pickford's. No, didn't get that reference. I think that was just something that happened in my life and I didn't share with anyone.
Yeah, I didn't know where you're going there.
Anyway, you both have sisters. So this question got me nervous, buddy. So here's a question for the both of you. Who is the one person, alive or dead, that you would not want her to introduce as her boyfriend?
Oh, that's good. Okay. So I have a standing agreement with Thomas, my roommate, that should he ever lay hand upon my sister, I will smash in his teeth with a monkey wrench while he's sleeping. It's like, whack!
Oh my god.
So he's high on the list, although he is a good person.
Yeah. Yeah. You're high on my list. that would ever happen.
Maybe Russell Brand.
Oh, yeah.
I think I've about had it with Russell Brand.
Kind of a filthy fella.
Yeah.
He says, alive or dead? I think if my sister came home with anyone who was dead...
We have serious issues to talk about.
Yeah, that's... she's a necrophiliac, and that is a serious problem.
Time to have an intervention.
Yeah. Number four, worst living situation. Next to busy runway or next to busy train line?
Well, you live next to a busy train line.
No, I don't. I live kind of near a train line that should be busy, but never is. That's the MBTA. There, we got it in there this week. Some smash to the MBTA. And then five, more inexcusable diet choice. Whole box of mac and cheese or whole sleeve of Thin Mints? Because I'm about to find out.
Well, I've done the whole box of mac and cheese.
I've been in the whole sleeve of Thin Mints.
Yeah, I mean, whatever.
This almost seems normal. Is that strange?
That's what you call Tuesday.
Are either one of those strange? I'm reading it again, and I'm just like, I don't know. I'm not even going to say I'm a big dude for this. I think, can't anyone do this?
Yeah, I mean, a whole box of mac and cheese is, like, slightly too much mac and cheese, but, like, I can easily eat 3/4 of a box of mac and cheese. I'm not going to leave a quarter behind, because it doesn't really heat up all that well, unless you put a crap ton more cheese on it, which I've done, and then you're in business.
But, and a whole sleeve of Thin Mints is like that. Well, Girl Scout cookies in general puts you in some kind of weird trance. Right. You don't know who you are.
Girl Scouts are just ripping you off, anyways. There's like five cookies in each box.
Yeah, you can go through a whole thing of that. Then he says, "Keep up the good work, Taint Nuggets." Oh, that's gross. I'll be out weekend of. Oh, we don't need to go into his personal. but yeah, that's it for emails. Yeah. No Chelsea Model this week. Weird.
Maybe it's the time difference.
She'll get it to us.
Yeah.
One way or another. what else do we got? Nothing.
I think we're done.
I think it's probably about it.
We're pushing a half hour here.
Oh, Jesus, really?
Yeah.
There was a lot of just kind of talking in this one.
Yeah, we'll trim it down.
Okay, just get rid of the stuff. It's not funny. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a good week.
Bye.